What will make you say Woucher? Join woucher.co.uk for free and we'll email you a different deal every day. Get a wow a day at woucher.co.uk. When it comes to difference, children see things differently.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
CBeebies, everyone's welcome. An extract of Little Dorrit by Charles Dickens, read by Claire Butterfield Elsie. Dear Mr. Clennam, as I said in my last that it was best for nobody to write to me, and as my sending you another little letter can therefore give you no other trouble than the trouble of reading it, perhaps you may not find leisure in even that, though I hope you will some day. I am now going to devote an hour to writing to you again. This time, I write from Rome. We left Venice before Mr. and Mrs. Gowan did, but they were not so long upon the road as we were, and did not travel by the same way. And so, when we arrived, we found them in a lodging here, in a place called the Via Gregoriana. I dare say you know it. Now, I am going to tell you all I can about them, because I know that it is what you most want to hear. Theirs is not a very comfortable lodging, but perhaps I thought it less so when I first saw it than you would have done, because you have been in so many countries and have seen many different customs. Of course, it is a far, far better place, millions of times, than any I have ever been used to until lately. And I fancy I don't look at it with my own eyes, but with hers, for it would be easy to see that she had always been brought up in a tender and happy home, even if she had not told me so with great love for it. Well, it is a rather bare lodging, up in a rather dark common staircase, and it is nearly all a large dull room, where Mr. Gowan paints. The windows are blocked up, where anyone could look out, and the walls have been drawn over with chalk and charcoal by others who have lived there before. Oh, I should think, for years. There is a curtain more dust-coloured than red, which divides it, and the part behind the curtain makes the private sitting room. When I first saw her there, she was alone, and her work had fallen out of her hand, and she was looking up at the sky shining through the tops of the windows. Pray do not be uneasy when I tell you, but it was not quite so airy, nor so bright, nor so cheerful, nor so happy and youthful altogether as I should have liked it to be. On account of Mr. Gowan painting Papa's picture, which I am not quite convinced I should have known from the likeness if I had not seen him doing it, I have had more opportunities of being with her since then than I might have had without this unfortunate chance. She is very much alone indeed.